One of the best times of the year and my favorite seasons is fall. Because it's almost like the Lord God is just in the mood to be an artist. Those of you that live back east know what the cherry maples look like. The oaks. Here in the west, we mostly have aspens. But we do have a few trees that give off fiery colors. But to me, it's almost like God's just in a mood to paint. One day you're surrounded by shades of green. A day or two later you start seeing the beauty, the golden leaves, the smell of fall.
October's trees wear the dresses of fall. They're all decked out in red, orange, and gold. In their awesome splendor, they stand tall. Oh Lord, they're such a wonder to behold. Jesus, you colored each leaf from the start. You taught the tree to shed its leaves. And you orchestrated for my world's weary heart as they float gently down on autumn's breeze. I'm constantly amazed at your artistry. How lovely are all the works of your hand. It's almost as if each and every tree knows exactly where they fit in your plan. Love whispers through the trees on the wind, while the smell of bonfires fill the air. My wonder rests, Lord, where you begin. No matter where I look, you are there. Jesus, you're the artist of my life, such beauty you create. All of the world around me speaks your holy name. You're the author and the finisher of my faith. In my spirit, Father, there burns your holy flame.
Amen. How many of you have that flame? Doesn't matter, as Paul said, if you have the gift of tongues, if you have the gift of prophecy, if you have the gift of healing, if you have the gift of interpretation, etc. Paul says, if you do not have love, you are but a sounding cymbal that's hollow and nothing else. Do you have that love for your mankind? Does that passion and fire burn in your heart to be what Jesus wants you to be? Only you can answer.